Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches.
This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria Secret, and it's another fucking week, bitch. How are you, Davina? You all right?
Yeah, I'm great.
Are you all right? You sure?
It's what a week it's been. Here we go again. It's like, I feel like we're on the Share Tour 2019. Off we go again.
Yeah.
These restrictions are coming back into play. Numbers are soaring. People are fucking losing the plot. I don't know what is going on. It's gonna kick off again. I just have this
yeah. Okay. Let's keep this bit short. But I will. What I will say is, what is clear to me is what's happening is they're luring us in, pretending, oh, we're just gonna shut the nightclubs until 12. Well, y'all wait 3-4 weeks and we'll see what the real reality is, because this is not the reality. And as someone who's been across the pond where it's far less vaccinated and they've had, you know, freedom for a lot more, and I'm not saying that they're doing the right thing, I'm not saying they're doing the wrong thing, but at this point, take it from me, I'm ready to have a life again. Anyway, so Davina Devine, how's your week been?
Yeah, well, like, to be honest, everything has been, I feel like ever since everything kind of came back, I've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for the rug to be pulled, and now it's happening. And I think they're going to give us maybe 2 weeks grace. And this is this is what I feel. I feel like they're going to give us about 2 weeks, and then they're going to start with all their restrictions that they put in after December, like 2020th or something that they did last year. But like, remember, like last year, we were locked down for 5 months.
I know.
After that. And I'm just not willing to sit around and just let that happen again. No. Like, as you said, I'm ready to have my life again. And I don't want to live in a land of limbo. Mm-hmm. And I've been on Twitter today, and I've been kind of like a little bit annoyed and having like little tete-a-tetes with people.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, like, I understand the situation that we're in. It's not ideal. The numbers are going up. But what, the country is fucked. There's something not right somewhere along the way. And I'm not constantly taking the fall for that in our sector. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because if you're sitting at home and you work for a tech company, or if you work in, you know, different sectors that aren't affected, you can't comment on this.
Yeah.
So, like, don't be coming at us when we get annoyed when someone's like, if your livelihood is being fucked with and something dangling in front of your face constantly with the threat of it being pulled, you'd be annoyed as well. I'm just not getting into it with these people, like, online.
Those people, though, obviously are not taking into account that we adapted very much so over a year and a half space and time and continuum, and we did it all in front of, like, I'm even, like, we're recording this podcast via Zoom at the moment. I'm currently in front of me fucking scaldy bit of green sequin that I have spent a year and a half in front of because it just did a virtual, and I got into it yesterday on Twitter. there as well. And then I ended up deleting all my tweets because I was like, do you know what? I'm ready. Like, I felt like I was going to be Jack the Ripper and just go out and murder a lot of people.
And, you know, to live in that with that feeling is not nice. It's not feeling. No. Like, I'm looking at your green sequin there, and I'm facing my sequin curtains that I haven't taken down.
Yeah.
I haven't taken them down because I know that this is coming back.
Yeah.
And it's like that when people say COVID isn't gone, COVID is still here. I know it's still here. My fucking pink curtains are still hanging up. So I know it's still here. Like,
yeah, I'm going to propose something to you, Davina. You know the way, remember them lovely TikTokers did the TikToker house? How about if this happens again, you and me get a lovely place in Spain, babes, with the sun, some margaritas, and we do the virtual drag hag house, and we bring our secret curtains and we just live there.
To be honest, I think there'd be an awful lot of people that would want to come and be in that house, to be honest, because like the anger today is palpable. People, not just us, people are fuming, people are angry, and I really hope, and I can't believe we're even having this conversation again.
Yeah.
It's just like, I did not want to be here today having this conversation, but, and like, hopefully things do start to kind of go down and things will level out, but right now I'm not feeling positive, so.
Well, what I will tell you is I'm dying to fucking go against the grain and have all the sessions in people's houses, because am I fucking not giving up my life again now. So if anyone wants to invite me or Davina to a sesh, as long as it's not €20 in, like some of them parties, we'll be there. And we're the type of girls that bring our own booze and we hide it somewhere in your house, so you can't drink it either.
Actually, sorry, this is another thing I just like to say, like, what is the story with people, like, and you know, especially over the last few months, like, you know, things have been coming back, but if you weren't going to go back to someone's house for a drink or whatever, people saying, we can go back, but like, I've no drink. Like, you should always have drink in your house, or if you're going out, make sure there's like a sneaky bottle, just put maybe a bottle of wine so have always have something in your house.
Okay, like, but just to add that in, like, if you've just been in the club, there's drag queen rules and there's normal people rules, and what we do is we travel to our gigs with like liters. I'm talking like we be like flashers, but with vodka. You could open up the jacket and be like, fancy a liter? Yeah, that'd be €40. That's the type of gals we are. Whereas I do understand if you're going to the George, they're going to search your bags. Do you know what I mean?
I will tell everyone as well, though, there is Facebook profiles called Dial a Drink, and there is places that you can actually buy drink like illegally. So I'm just putting that out there. There's certain little news agents that are around the city center that will, if you just go in, they will sell you a drink. But there is Facebook groups, so do Google that as well. If you're looking for after hours drink, that's where you're going to get it.
Dav, you know the way I'm the Bill Gates of drag? Like, I think our next venture is going to be Drag Dial a Drink. I think that's it.
Well, listen, it's, you know, I like, it might be something that could be worth going, especially over the Christmas. We could do Christmas hampers and everything.
I'll sell my left titty as part of the hamper. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As worn by Stinky Victoria.
Well, all I'm saying to you is never feel stuck. Where there's a will, there's a way. But you should always preempt your situation. You know, you should always have a little drink in the house.
Absolutely. Well, come here.
Especially coming into the festive season. So we're going to get into a little girly gossip, are we?
Yeah, I'm having a drink. I did two virtuals today. Davina set me up for the first one. I won't say who it was for, but bitch, I had to do a lot of work. I hadn't worked that hard in like ages. Actually, 3 lip syncs in my sitting room.
Yeah, see, I would rather do that than just talk, because it's almost like a cyber seance. You're just talking mindless jibber jabber. And, you know, let's be real. A lot of these corporate events, you have to be PG. Mm-hmm. You can't really say, you know, you're very, very kind of curtailed in what you can say. So I'd rather dance around to a bit of Britney Spears than talk PC shite to companies that I don't care about.
We had an adventure at the weekend. I was drafted in to save karaoke in the George because Dara, the general manager, said, Victoria, any chance you could save karaoke? So Davina and me,
karaoke.
We hosted karaoke together on Saturday. Now, anyone that doesn't know, who doesn't go out, who didn't, like some people actually didn't go out in the last like 4 weeks when we could, by the way, poor bastards. What were you doing though? So Davina hosts karaoke every Saturday in the George. Now, I have only done karaoke when extremely drunk in lockdown once with Davina in my apartment. I was like, come on, we'll sing a song. Come on, we'll sing a song. And she obliged.
Actually, it started with the Hard Hats and Hard Chats. Mm-hmm. That's where it started. That's where you found your voice.
Oh, well, I do went for a hard hat. Do you know what I mean? Woohoo! So I found my go-to karaoke song, which for anyone that gives a shit is Westlife, Flying Without Wings. And then Davina, after plying me full of drink in the George on Saturday night, was like, so Victoria's going to sing a song to close the show. I was like, bitch.
Well, I had preempted it. I was like, no, you have that song lined up. I was like, I'm going to ambush her at the end of the show.
And the crowd were like, yeah. So you're like, oh, I fucking have to do it. I was like, you don't leave me. You have to sing with me. So we did a duet. And now we're going to be in X Factor Ireland, which is never happening, by the way.
No, we're actually going to be the hosts and the judges and the contestants. So, because of COVID. So.
A singing show. Not another one.
Not another one. Yeah, so like, do you know, I was only thinking the other day, I have been hosting that show since 2006 with Ada. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
That's actually mad. It's like nearly 20 years.
Oh my God, girl, you never talk about how long you're doing drag. Well, you heard it here first, girls.
It's a long time. To be honest, like, I have to say, the last 2 years feels like 10 of those years.
Fair.
Like, so.
The nice thing is, everyone now knows you took the potion, because what are you? A youthful bitch who's around That's for it. Two decades. Yeah. We went on a little venture around the city afterwards. We went over to Panty Bar and Penny Lane, and we wrecked Panty's head. In fact, Davina tried to steal all the booze in Penny Lane.
Little does she know that I actually did get a bottle out.
We did what drag queens like to do, is the tour of the free drinks. So we got a free drink at Panty Bar, a free drink at Penny Lane, and then we're like, should we grab a free drink in Street 66 before we go back to the George?
They say, Asher's on the way. So as soon as they heard us clip-clopping through, I could hear Prosecco bottles being popped open.
Oh, they did. They gave us bubbles. Well, okay, if you're listening to the show today on the Thursday that it comes out, you should find yourself in the George later, because Davina's Thirsty Thursday. It might be earlier, you guys, but it's still very much happening. Yes. And again, I've been asked to come and save the show, so I'm actually on as well. So... That's nice.
You're like the COVID vaccine coming in. So we're going to be back doing shows again from 8 p.m. Of course, now this is like an earlier closing time of midnight, which means things just have to happen a little bit early. And for now, God knows what is around the corner. But we're still going to have a wild time.
Oh, it's going to be wild. Girl.
Don't forget, COVID goes away after 12. Or like COVID only comes out at 12. COVID only comes out at 12, so we're good. We're good till then.
So what I would ask you is all one favor: do not text us and ask us where the sesh is, but only text us invites to seshes. So if you have a sesh going on, please invite us if you're out. Right, let's get into it, Davina. Girly gossip ready? Yes.
Let's do it.
Boom, 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 boom. First up, Britney Spears is finally free.
Oh, finally. Yeah. And I see how she's delighted that she can just see cash. Did you see she said that?
That freaked me the fuck out.
How strange. What a strange thing to say. Like, crazy.
But you and me and Britney are the same people, because, you know, we're afraid Cash is gone because of COVID. And Britney's just afraid that Cash is back and might not leave her again, you know?
Cash is king. Cash is king.
Yeah. There's We've nothing said it. Better than three divas like me, Britney and Davina, that likes a good sweaty 50 in the titty. Do you know what I mean?
To be honest, even a fiver in the titty is always handy, especially to get a quick little rickshaw somewhere. Always handy.
Have you ever handed a really like sweaty titty note over and been like, oh God, I'm so embarrassed?
Yeah, of course. You're in a taxi and you're like, oh God, you know, I know that titty money is really wet. So I would always take it out before. That's what I was doing. And like, I'd be in the back, right? But I'd like literally open the note out and just like fan it like really like under the driver's head. You know, so you can't see in the mirror.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So she's probably gonna get married to that absolute lash Sam. I mean, like, I'd let him use me as a dumbbell. I'd let him use me. What way would you let him use him?
Any which way he wants to, but I'm more concerned about she wants to have a baby. I'm like, imagine getting through all that and then having a baby.
That's another lockdown in itself.
I know. And it's like, no, bitch. The only baby she should be having is a new album. That's what she should be having. That's why everyone got behind her for the Free Britney. Now she wants to go and have a baby. She'd be out of action for years again.
Yeah.
And let's be real. Babies fuck it up. Babies fuck up careers like that.
They do. You can't even get a roots done when you're pregnant. No. Like, who wants a life that you have to have fucking like roots?
Nobody wants to see these pop stars holding a baby. They want to see them literally like fierce and fabulous in funny fashion poses. With like, you know, in haute couture. They don't want to see them holding a fucking sprog in a pair of fucking flip-flops. Do you know what I mean? Nobody wants to see that.
I'm going to change that, because I actually quite enjoy Britney and Boohoo. Do you know what I mean? The way she does her fashion parades on the Instagram, where she just walks side to side and she's like, here's my outfit. Here's my outfit from this side. Yeah. And it's always Boohoo.
I'm curious to see what will happen next. I hope that she's okay and that she's kind of capable of looking after herself. I really do, because... Yeah. Because that would be my concern, that, you know,
I don't know. Oprah's on the agenda, and bitch, I will.
She
tagged Oprah in a status saying basically she's ready to sit down with her. And you know, Oprah's probably already working on it anyway. That is the interview everyone wants. And I actually think Oprah's the right person to do it. She's not going to like take advantage of her, and she will edit it in a good way.
Did you watch, speaking of Oprah, did you watch the Oprah Adele thing?
Where she was like lip syncing along and singing along.
Yeah, did you watch it?
And she was like me when I tried to learn a song in an hour.
No, the one that was just on, did you watch the Oprah Adele special?
No, sorry, I saw her as somebody filmed a clip of her and Lizzo in the crowd singing along with Adele, but like Oprah hadn't a fucking breeze what the lyrics were. She was like,
but she's known for that. She's known for that. But they did their big surprise proposal. Did you see that?
Get your lips around that, girl.
I know, literally. Where the guy brought out the girl to propose to her, which was, it was kind of funny. Yeah. Like, you know, still a bit cringe because it's just like, I hate public proposals. Like, that was just a bit naff, aren't they? But,
you just don't want a proposal full stop. The only proposal you want is one that you sign a contract that COVID's gone.
Literally, yeah. Or like, where are we going after this?
Yes.
That's the only proposal.
Can I get that in blood, please?
Yeah. But you know what? I was just thinking about Adele. Like, and I quite like her music and quite like, you know, listening to her. But there's something that, like, she's, you know, the way she's always kind of like, she's always having a laugh. I'm having a laugh. Mm. It's a bit like, I don't know if you kind of almost can't take her seriously or something. It's like, there's no, I don't know, it's like there's no substance or something. It's just like, it's all a bit silly. It's like, oh, look at me, I'm an eye gas.
Yeah.
Do you know, like Catherine Tate, you remember, like, oh, it is funny, it is funny.
She's a caricature of herself almost, you know, that kind of way.
I just don't know, like, I enjoy the music and everything, but it's like, you know, as a person.
Yeah.
Like, you know when someone says, oh, I'm gas, aren't I? It's like, but are you?
Yeah, no, I don't like Adele. I much prefer a MacBook instead. But no, her music's not for me. Like, if I wanted to sit around drinking a bottle of red wine and crying into my sofa, I would do that anyway. But I don't need Adele to help me do it.
Fair enough. Well, anyway, I hope Britney's happy, and I hope she comes out with a fabulous Oprah interview, because that's what everybody wants. That's what we deserve.
Juicy. Okay, next up. And this is more gay news. The Cock Destroyers are both gone from Instagram. I don't know when it happened, but
I noticed that last week. I noticed that. Like, now I actually see Rebecca a lot on Twitter, and I've seen Sophie be tagged, but like not in maybe they've broken the rules of Instagram so many times. Maybe they've been
What a load of fucking bullshit. Like, Instagram's not for kids, y'all. Like, get your kids off Instagram. It's not suitable anyway. You should be over 18 for any of those social media apps, in my opinion. But also on top of that, so what if she wants to put like a video of herself gushing? I want to see it. I definitely want to see it. You know what I mean?
I know. And like, if it, I don't know, it should be just a little bit more policed, because it's not fair that people like that can't have, especially when Instagram is like an image-based service.
Yeah.
Like, Twitter is more for like actually Twitter opinions. And yeah, they're much more kind of relaxed when it comes to like the XXX content.
I'm going to put it to you. Would you want to see Rebecca with big baps in a gorgeous bra? Or do you want to see Mary with a nice blow dry? I know which I want to see. Baps all the way.
Totally. I did see that a friend of mine was actually in London and took a picture with Sophie, and she's rocking this like really like weird joke shop wig. I don't know what was going on there. It was like,
she's always done that. Oh, she's bad wig choices.
And she's still with that guy.
Okay. The guy, would you?
Yeah, of course I would. Yeah. I would, like, in reality, probably like no, but in after a couple of drinks, definitely yes.
So. I'm gonna go one further. He's exactly who you'd go for after a couple of drinks. Like, he is.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Actually, okay. So like over the weekend after your karaoke, and we toured the city, I was shit faced because Davina kept getting a shot throughout the night, and then I left in full face, but like put my jeans and my t-shirt on and my jacket, lashes on, and then I ended up in Abracababra. Well, it was like kin in there at the time. Like, I mean, like through the doors, there was definitely a gang in Abracababra. It was like kin.
Oh my God, what in what world would you think to yourself, oh, I'm still in half drag, not even full drag, I'm going to go and get kebab. Like, what goes through your head?
Are you reading me at the moment?
Yeah. I'm like, who does that? Go home, bitch. Order fucking Domino's. Like, hanging around, like, fucking mad thing on the
you
street.
You fucking bitch. I tippy-toed my way in there. I skipped the whole queue because I knew I was in face and no one was going to say anything to me because they'd be like, oh, look at her. But in the meantime, the whole akin, not the actual cast, but basically the same thing. They had a taxi and they were paying them to stay outside while they all ate inside the restaurant and they were like Johnny Big Balls. And I was like, oh my God, if Davina was here right now, she'd be in her element.
And I tell you what, I wouldn't be doing ordering food. That's what I wouldn't be doing.
In the meantime, I'll have a garlic sauce, chili sauce, and a curry sauce, please. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Okay.
That just goes to show how drunk you actually were, because like that takes a different thought level process to do that.
I want to say father son House of Gucci, because next on the list with a bit of goss is accent coaches are saying that Lady Gaga's accent actually sounds more Russian than Italian, but she spent 9 months only talking in an Italian accent to try and get ready for that role. 9 months.
Yeah, but like at the end of the day, like it's camp. It's going to be a camp classic. Nobody cares what the accent's going to be like. She could be talking in a Chinese accent for anyone cares.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck. It's Gaga. It's Gucci. Like nobody even really knows the story. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very interesting. And it's a camp moment. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a shit. She could honestly be talking in tongues and nobody's going to give a shit. Well, so... and she was on the Late Late Show, which I thought was actually hilarious. When they're like, Gaga, on the Late Late, I'm like, imagine Gaga rocking up to Montrose.
Oh my God.
Getting, like, arriving in a car as if, like, she was there, like, via satellite link, videoed, like, clearly at 3 o'clock in the day.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
With the walking blazer himself, aka Ryan Tuberty. Oh, a lovely blazer. It would be Ryan Tuberty, please.
The questions were so long. Weren't they? They were like, he was asking her, and then I love how he called her Lady Gaga.
Me
like,
too. Oh, like, I was obsessed with that.
Like, just some of the questions, I was like, that is so funny. And what I loved when she was listening, really. And Gaga does this thing where you can tell she could not give a fuck, mm-hmm. but she's really trying to be, you know, she's really concerted and, you know, she's trying to be really meaningful and really listening. And then she kind of just said, yeah, well, about this movie that I'm in, she just like directed it straight back around. Cause she's like, we've been talking shite now for the last, you've only got me for 15 minutes or whatever. And we've been talking shite for 10. So let's get on to the movie. That's why she's there.
Do you know what? Like, what is Tuberty doing? Like interviewing someone like Lady Gaga, like who I know the Late Late's the biggest one in, or the biggest interview show in Ireland. Wrong interviewer though. Do you know what I mean? Like if you want to get the best out of Lady Gaga, there should be someone who has a bit of life in them, like in terms of crack. Who? I mean, in terms of RTE.
Oh, Tommy Bowes.
No, actually, no. Well, I wouldn't mind seeing Tommy interview anyone, but I'd rather see him interview me. Hey, they should have got James Patrice in. Do you know what I mean? Get James in. He would have gotten the crack out of her. But instead, I don't know. It just was uncomfortable. It's like watching my granddad interview Lady Gaga. Do you know what I mean?
I kind of got the vibe that Ryan was a little bit nervous. Because I think, did you get that vibe? I was just like, there's something about like, I don't know, there's something just real naff about kind of the Late Late. And I know it's... Like all the gays, I was living for the gays tweeting about the Late Late because it was on.
Yeah.
And did you see, I don't know if you like, so I watched it from the start because I was waiting to see Gaga. Because to be honest, I didn't want to see the interview. I knew the interview was going to be exactly what it was. Totally. But I just wanted to see how they were going to do it, how they were going to make it happen.
Yeah.
And they had Ronan Keating on first. And they had Ronan Keating on and he was singing Raglan Road, like a cappella, which was like... horrific. I hate trad at the best times, and I hate sing songs also. So seeing him butcher both was kind of entertaining. But then the wife comes out, you know, like he goes, oh come on, like, you know when someone's kind of talking from the side of the stage and he's kind of like, oh, Storm. So then Storm Keating comes out.
Oh, I can't. I'm team Yvonne all the way, whatever. Storm
Keating comes out, and then she's really like, oh, hi, but it was kind of like acted like she wasn't supposed to be coming out, but then she comes in and she joins the interview, and then she starts telling him all about some medical issue she had or something, or blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, Ronan, you're going to sing for us again. So he goes off singing, and then he goes, ladies and gentlemen, Ronan and Storm Keating. And I was like, it sounded like she's going to sing with him. But then she sang with him.
You're
she
kidding. Got up,
she sang with him, and I was like, oh my God, that is so mental. They sang The Blower's Daughter. I think it's Damien Dempsey.
I think so.
And I actually quite like that song, but like he starts singing, I was like, oh, and then she kind of comes in just at the side. I was like, God. This is so weird.
Like, do you remember the Kelly family back in the day?
Oh,
do you remember those singers, the Irish band?
Yeah. But there's something cringe about husband and wife singing together, isn't there?
Yeah, unless like, you're Sonny and Cher and you're like bringing High Camp. No, thank you.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just something a bit, I don't know, I just something embarrassing or awkward or something about it. But, and the way they were like really performing to each other, you know, and I was like, oh God, imagine being for dinner in their house.
Yeah.
And the two of them like giving each other the eyes over a chicken casserole or something. Yeah, you know, just yeah. like, oh, cringe.
Shall we sing a song, Storm, as he says out the side of his mouth. Like, no disrespect to our Australian listeners, because I know that you guys, you love the pod, but I thought.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But we sent Ronan Keating to fucking Australia and told him not to come back.
I know. And it's unfortunate that he did come back. But he's back. But I think, and then he was, you know, I was saying all this, like, he's coming back to Ireland after so long. And, you know, it's very emotional on the plane. And I was just like, would you ever fucking give over?
Exactly.
Like, you're gone years.
Years. Absolutely years. And, like, his kids are probably at home in Ireland as well. Do you know what I mean? The ones with Yvonne. So, like.
Oh, yeah, Missy Keating.
Yeah. So get your arse back. And, yeah, see your kids. Good for you. Okay, let's keep it going. Up next. Would you say you're a bit of a Swiftie?
No, I have to say I'm actually the opposite. I'm not really a Taylor Swift fan, I have to say.
Me neither, but the internet is losing its mind because she wrote a song. Okay, I don't, in case you didn't know, Scooter Braun, who is like Bieber's manager, somehow managed to buy all of Taylor's back catalogue.
So I remember that.
Okay, so she's currently re-recording and re-releasing all of her albums and in brackets calling them Taylor's version to be like, fuck you, this is my music, I'm going to own the rights to my own music, because he was trying to do one on her.
That's when I admire that. That's really, that's actually too. Very, very, that's very petty and very fabulous.
Oh.
I quite enjoy that.
And she's held like people like Spotify by the balls and said, I'm not releasing my music on your platform because you're not giving us any proper money. So like, she's got balls. Love that.
Can I ask as well, I just saw something the other day. Does Tidal still exist? Do you remember Tidal?
Was that Beyonce's and Jay-Z's?
Yeah. Do you remember like they had all like all these cool artists on it, and it was like, you know, and they were only going to be on Tidal, and that lasted like, I mean, a week.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I thought, is it still going? I'm gonna Google that now. Is it still
I
going?
Doubt it. Now, I do remember, I think it was Lemonade album I had to like download, but there was like a free month subscription to Tidal, so I did it so I could get Beyonce's new album. But
anyway, yeah, it's still going.
Gosh.
Still there. Yep. Still go.
Well, Taylor is also adding in some juicy bonus tracks that she never released, and one of them is about a relationship she had with Jake Gyllenhaal. And
now, is this confirmed or speculated? Because I've seen a few little things about this. Like, so has she confirmed that it's about this? Is this that the song where she's in the wedding dress? Is that what this is about?
I have not seen a video for it, so I couldn't tell you. I've just heard the song, and it's about this red scarf that
left. Okay, that is. Yeah, that's the video.
That he still has. And the internet's losing their mind. Well, firstly, like, Jake, this was like years ago now. So he's like in a whole other relationship and probably thinking, oh, here, I thought I escaped Taylor Swift writing a song about me, especially about some red scarf.
It's a bit of a reach, isn't it? Like, I understand she's kind of writing from personal experience, but she also seems to always kind of, like, what would you say, use those situations, do you know what I mean, to kind of like so you kind of, each time she does it, you're a bit like, it loses its potency, do you know that kind of way?
But I mean, how gorgeous was this red scarf that she's like releasing this song now?
Must have been a gorgeous one.
To be fair,
but yeah,
if someone robbed your red scarf, actually you would write a song about it too.
I'd write a tweet about them.
Davina Parkley does a stock take of her drag, just in case. Did somebody take half an eyelash? Yes, that's
well,
mine.
I have to say, best thing ever is the like the new little setup in the George that we've only just kind of got to use, which is like all our little like locked little cubby holes, because it's like everything's nice and safe, nice and tight in there.
You say cubby hole, it's way more glamorous than that, but we'll do a tour of it someday. Okay, next up, Erica and Tom's house has been slashed from 13 million to 8.2 million. So, like, that's a sizable. I've seen no one wants to buy this mansion. What's going on?
Well, apparently, it's like it's in Pasadena, so that's quite far outside of LA as well. So, it's like it's not really, you know, it's not, it's kind of like countryside almost. So, I can understand. And also, it's huge. Imagine having a house like that. I always think, you know, like if you're walking around, like you're really looking on daft at like these fab properties that are like, you know, a couple of mil or whatever. Like, to keep them up, you'd need like constant flow of money. It's not like you just have it and then that's it, you have your house. Like, imagine having to clean it. Like, they'd get so fucking dusty for a start. And then by the time you'd like clean the whole thing, you'd have to start again. Just be like,
oh my God. So you saying that basically buying Erica's mansion is the same as like when the gays post that they've bought in Cavan? Is that what you mean? Oh, look at us, we're in Cavan, it's our new house.
Oh, our new house, like the like end of the N7 or whatever. It's like the last stop on the N7.
Whenever I see those posts, I'm always a bit like, those poor bastards, and they're so excited, but like,
I know, bitch. Like, and I'm delighted that people can get a house, because the housing crisis is just ridiculous at the moment, and it's great to see people actually go and get a property and make themselves a little forever home. I enjoy seeing that, but when they're trying to convince themselves that they're happy that they're living down in, like, you know, Ballygo backwards, it's like, you're like, oh, it's only half an hour from Dublin. No, it's not half an hour from Dublin. You're lying to yourself. And
I love that line. That's my favorite. Who's driving? Fucking Schumacher.
50 minutes from Dublin. What? Like in a helicopter? Do you know what I mean? Like, like you're lying to yourself. Like, I'm happy for you, but like seriously, like you're miles away.
Oh no, really. I can't go. I'll stay in my little shoebox for now. Next up, they've revealed their first images from Hocus Pocus 2. Now the wigs, Davina. Did you see the wigs?
Yeah, they didn't look that bad.
Sarah Jessica looks like she got the mop from Glitz and Break the Border back in the day.
I'm just glad that they're back in action. And that is something that we really need. To be honest, we needed it for this year. We really did need it for this year. But do you know what? When we're still in lockdown next year, it'll be something to look forward to.
Oh, I actually can't wait for it.
It's, you know, I was just thinking that was like Hocus Pocus was 1993. So it's nearly been like 30 years. That's insane. I'm actually firstly glad that all those actresses are still alive to make this movie. Because that should have been made years ago. Mm-hmm.
They look fucking great and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
But Sarah Jessica, come on. Like, where was the budget for her wig? The rest of them, I'm into. Sarah
Maybe it's Nicole's from the what was the call, you know, that show she did? Strangers. Maybe it was like a leftover. I'm also living for, and just like that, the Sex and City reboot. I am living for that. Oh, I'm very, very excited.
Give it to me.
So that's like 9th of December. That's coming. That's a little bit sooner than Hocus Pocus, but that's something that'll just keep me going over the Christmas. I don't even know. Well, actually, no, I will watch it week by week. I definitely. It's going to come out. Do you think it's going to be a weekly thing?
I think it's been weekly, and I think we'll have time to watch it because the sharer in the government are going to put us in lockdown. So yeah, we'll be fine. We have plenty of time to watch that.
I'm excited. It's something like this. We need a few more little bits coming our way. So hopefully there's a few goodies coming, like streaming services over the Christmas. Also, The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yes.
That dropped. That's 3 episodes came out today. They were launched today. Have you watched any?
Only the first episode. And I have to say, I kind of was expecting a little bit more.
Well, for those that don't, that aren't aware, they've basically taken some housewives from Beverly Hills, from New York, from Atlanta, from New Jersey, and put them on holiday together in Turks and Caicos. And it's just like the gals on holiday. Mm-hmm. I think it's a genius fucking concept.
Oh, genius.
Like, actually, because, you know, it's so funny. What I really thought was interesting about it, just from like a psychological point of view, is how they all react, like how each kind of area of America behave.
Yeah.
Like, and I was actually surprised about Kyle from Beverly Hills. Like, she was actually way more low maintenance than some of the others.
I was
kind of surprised.
Yeah, but totally. And Luann just looks thrilled to be there. Like, she looks like she can't believe she got cast on this show. She's like, oh, here I am. I don't even drink, but I'm here.
Yeah, and she looks like she's having a ball. So I'm like, I'm all down for it. I think it's actually a great idea. And yeah, more of that, please.
I want your Katie Price update, because I'm hearing that there was a bit of a wedding prank. They were trying to prank people that they got married, yes, or something. What happened?
Yes. So as you all know, Katie Price, God love her, she's like going through the mill. She's been in rehab, and she was a little bit like Erica Girardi. She's a little bit like Tom's has got broken into. He confronted the burglar. My son had to have eye surgery. Like, she's a little bit like all these things are happening. He flipped his car 5 times. So she flipped her car, and then she went to the Priory, and then she came out, which I thought this was very strange, that she went to Vegas with Carl, her partner. And a woman had sold a story to the Daily Mail about how, which this is one that was like, I've been to Vegas a couple of times, and we usually fly from like, say, Dublin to London, and then from London direct to Vegas. And she's in the UK, so I would presume that she would have just flown from Manchester or London straight to Vegas. But she didn't. She did like the kind of, she must have been like kind of trying to get like a cheap flight. So they went like, say, from wherever airport in the UK to New York, and then from New York to Vegas. You know the way, because that is cheaper to do that.
Uh-huh.
So she did that. But when they landed in New York, they threw her off the plane. They said that she wouldn't put a mask on, and that she was trying to call her kids, and they said, we're taking off if you don't put your mask on. They said they warned her like 3 times, because there's some nosy neighbor in the other row was like taking it all in and selling the story to like the Daily Mail, and saying that she just got up and got off the plane, and they all kind of clapped when she got off the plane. So there was the drama at that. But I'm like, could you not just say, kids, I'll call you when, like, how is it that urgent that you need to talk right now?
Yeah,
especially if the plane is going to take off. Like, do you know what I mean?
Maybe she'd had a couple of porn stars. Do you know what I mean? And she was just like,
"What? She's only having rehab." So I'm like, and also you're going to Vegas when you're only after coming out of flipping your car. Like, it doesn't seem like the best place maybe to be going. Maybe Sin City when you're like clearly after just coming out of like, I don't know. It's like,
I mean, rehab was like probably what a PR thing, no?
But like, that's the other thing. Well, if it is, it is. But it's like, how are you expecting people to just go and follow your journey and support you after that? Do you know what I mean? Because she could have killed someone and herself.
Fair.
It's a little bit like...
However, if she'd just gotten her nose freshly done and they were asking like her to wear a mask, I'm with her. Don't put on the mask. That's a fresh, gorge new nose.
No, she has had nothing done for quite a while. The last thing she had, I think, was the facelift. That was the last thing done. But listen, she's back in, they're back in Essex now already. It was only a short trip, and they were pretending that they put up tweets. They were in like the wedding chapel or whatever, and how easy it was to get married. But the guy seems a little bit kind of full of it. He was like, it's been done before, because she married Alex Reed in Vegas.
No way, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she married him in Vegas. So he was basically going, well, you know, anything I'm going to do, I'm going to be the first to do it, and all this kind of, you know.
He seems very thirsty for attention, like very thirsty.
I think so too, and I think he's kind of playing the good guy. Mm-hmm. So I hate to say it, but she knows how to pick them. She just picks wrong ones like all the time.
Completely, completely. Okay, bit of TV and film. Obviously, like Salt Lake City, Real Housewives is fucking insane right now. I have to say, it was one of my favorite episodes of Real Housewives ever. It was all filmed over 7 hours, apparently. We had Meredith in the bath for what felt like 54 hours. She must be like a prune getting out of that. And also, not giving two fucks. So anyone that's not listening or watching, Salt Lake City, Jen Shah, one of the cast members of Salt Lake City, has been arrested as part of the TV show on camera. Pretty much, they came like searching for her, and she's looking at what, like 20 years or something because of
Yeah, it's fraud. It's like it's fraud, money laundering, and it's basically like digital marketing scammery. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so like it's just crazy to see something like that unfold on camera with like Homeland Security and FBI, and you don't see that regularly in a housewife show. Yeah. And to see them all just with their actual reactions was kind of like amazing. And just, you know, to see where that's going to go, and to considering that she's not dropping out of film and then she's going to continue on. I don't know if that's really silly or really brilliant. I don't know.
Yeah,
but all will be revealed.
Oh, well, we'll be glued. And as for Lisa Barlow ringing, like, she was like us when we get a bit of juicy gossip, bringing our 5 best friends, but except her 5 best friends were her lawyers. Like,
And she, I love how she rang the lawyers, kind of trying to say, oh, you know, am I implicated? Am I in trouble? But she was basically just trying to say, what goss have you got on Jen? Yeah. That's what it was about.
From a
legal standpoint, what's going to happen to her? What's she done? She just wanted to know, what has she done?
Yeah, completely. Well, I am glued. I can't wait for next week's episode. I finally watched Kin, Davina, and I flew through it.
Oh, very good. I'm delighted. I'm so proud because I've been talking about that for weeks. And I did see that they got really good ratings here in Ireland. So I'm praying that they get a second season.
Oh, well, I need more Amanda in my life. Amanda is a queen. Yeah,
we are big Claire. I think it's her name's Claire Dunn. And she is fab. She's really fab actress. And that's Charlie Cox, who plays Michael in the show. He had said that like everyone's going to be amazed at her like acting range. Uh-huh. And we were only saying this the other day, like as Irish actors go, she's brilliant.
Oh, she's unreal. I hope to see her in loads of stuff coming up. I went to the cinema to see Spencer about Lady Diana.
And we were only talking about that last week. We were talking about, like, you know, the bios of you know, stars of yesteryear. Mm-hmm. I have heard that it's really bad. So what have you heard?
I saw, like, I have to say, it's fucking mental. Like, it's absolutely, it's a bit more like of a horror thriller take on everything. Like, she's basically haunted, like, in it. She's constantly vomiting in it. Kristen Stewart is amazing. Like, she kills the role, but it's definitely not for everyone.
I heard she's good in it, but the movie lets her down. That's what I heard.
She's carrying it, for sure.
Would you agree?
Yeah, like I was thinking she was going to be shite, to be honest, because like I've not really watched much of her and I don't seem to like her. But like I have to say, she killed it. She acted her way all around it. What I would say is if you love the royals, maybe still go see it. But like, I mean, I don't think it's for everyone. I think you'd hate it.
Okay, well then that's it. It's off the list. No interest. Not happening.
That's it. Well, that was our extended little girly gossip this week because we don't have a big juicy interview. So we thought we'd talk even more about the hot topics that there are this week. We're going to be back after this little break, Davina, with
our Rotter of the Week.
Rotter of the Week on Petty Little Things.
So we are back, Davina, and I don't know, what time is it?
It's Rotter time.
Oh, let's do it, Sam.
It's Rotter time. I have one Rotter of the Week that I have to kick off with because I think I actually tweeted about this during the week and I think it actually struck a nerve with a lot of people. And I've been thinking about it a lot lately and it really does rot me, I have to say. It's rotted me for a long time. And you will definitely agree with this and have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
One of my major rotters is, and this has gone on for years, is that it's like wig stores or wig sellers that rip off cancer patients or people that are suffering with alopecia, people that suffer with baldness or hair loss, and they're selling these, like, you know, basically synthetic units to people for like extortionate amounts of money. When like we know wigs, do you know, we know good wigs, we know what a bad wig is, we know an expensive wig, we know human hair, we know all different kind of things about wigs. And when they're trying to sell you something that they're telling you is handmade and you know is made in a factory in China, you're like, and they're trying to tell you that it costs like, you know, upwards minimum of like 400 or 500 euros, that rots me. It's like, because people are vulnerable, they don't know, and they're also embarrassed, so they won't ask.
Yeah.
So that rots me, that people can kind of get away with that. And there's a few businesses around that I've seen doing that, and I've seen a few ads on Instagram, and that's actually what triggered me. I was just like, how are these people getting away with that in this day and age? Mm-hmm. Like, so I would say to anyone, I have to say, like, if anyone is going through that or, you know, is suffering with hair loss, or just like ask, like even reach out to one of us and ask, or because there's the possibility that we will know or be able to send you somewhere that actually will be able to help. And there's nothing embarrassing about it.
Nothing.
Like, there's no shame in it. I would rather help somebody out that was in need than see them being ripped off by like hundreds of euros by some fucking bastard. Do you 100%. Know what I mean?
And the key part of it is that wigs do not last forever. So if you have not any experience dealing with wigs before, you're most likely going to get even less time out of a wig because you won't look after it in the way that it needs to be. So you can't be shelling out these 5, 6, 7, 8 upwards to €1,500 for these wigs that they are saying are handmade. And they're absolute bullshit. That is a fucking great water, by the way. Really good water.
No, it is, because, you know, it's been going on for years, because even like when I first started to drag, a lot of the wigs that were available, there was no real lace fronts available. There was like hard fronts, and they were kind of more fashion wigs, but they were aimed at people, I think probably that had got cancer or alopecia or things like that. And there was like maybe monofilament kind of like fibers in the front that kind of looked like a fake front, but it was basically like silk, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
Like that was their version of like a lace front. But at that time they were quite expensive, but they're not even as expensive as what those people are spending now. Like I know Raquel Welch sells synthetic wigs for like about maybe €800, maybe up to €1,000.
Yeah.
And there is no difference in the quality. It's the cut that you're kind of paying for, and the name. Do you know what I mean? So I just think if you are looking into things like that, just be dubious. Do not just go to somebody just because they're local, or like really look into it, because chances are you're probably going to be ripped off.
Yeah, honestly, kind of when it comes to wigs, if you're buying Irish, you could be in trouble. Do you know what I mean?
There's nowhere, I have to say, in Ireland that I think will do you a good deal on a wig. I just don't think so. So, and also we all have the internet, so please use the internet, investigate, have a look around. Like if you're paying anything over €500 for a wig, you're being ripped off.
Yeah, completely. Okay, my rotter of the week is kind of related to the fact that we are like our nightclubs are closing again.
Okay.
The city centre is going to be a buzz. Everyone's going to be looking for a drink. It's hard to get in to certain bars. There's queues on every bar, even the rotten ones. So I don't know if you've noticed, but say you want to get some booze in town at the moment.
Yeah.
These little corner shops like are shifting booze, like, and even before 10 o'clock for like 150% markup. Do you know that kind of way?
Yes.
As to what you'd buy in Dunn stores when Dunn's is open. So for instance, like, love you guys, bar and all, but like, yous are charging major money for a bottle of vodka, for a few cans, whatever it is. Not really cool, just because you're in the center of town. And I don't know, how do you feel about that?
Well, who's buying off them when there's a Dunn's up the road? Do you know what I mean? Like, who is... Like, I think it's tourists that are being caught by that.
Maybe.
Because
it's the Temple Bar anyone effect.
Else. Yeah, because nobody knows that, like, there's a supermarket. Like, there's a little then, just a little before the Dunn's. Do you know what I mean? So there is other options. But, like, we're all about the markups tonight, aren't we? The wigs are being... Oh. We're being robbed on the wigs. We're being robbed on the booze.
Meme queens. Oh, my God. Two things that we love. Booze and wigs. Love them. Like
bargain Betty's.
Do you have another?
Yes, I do. One thing that I have to say is, and this is what really rotten me, and you'll know who I'm talking about when I say this. Certain people that they'll always be like, you know, you'll put an event that is happening or whatever, or like open till 2:30 or whatever, and someone will always say, "Oh, I used to be wild, but now I'm in bed by 9. I used to be wild, but now I'm in bed by 9. Like, oh my God. But they're young people that say this. It's like, you're not dead in the grave with worms coming out of your eyes. Do you know what I mean? You're like, you're actually a live person. It's like you deciding to be an old, like, nanny stay and staying in. Like, you don't just kind of get to a point where you're like, right, I'm done going out. My life is over.
Wake up, bitch. Wake up. Like, honestly, life will just pass you by if you don't like grab it by the bloody balls.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. I gotta say, so that just drives me mad. People that just like write themselves off and just like, I'm an old person now, but they're like, you know, 31. You're like, get a grip.
Well, girl, that feeds into something else for me, girl. Like, that's the fucking dragon effect. We missed the dragon. Well, you didn't go out then, you still don't go out now. So whether you missed it or not, you didn't go out. And what's the point in saying it?
Living in the memory of like yesteryear, it's like, no, there's still actually people that are fun, that are still, you know, having the crack outside your door. Maybe just go out sometime and stay out late, and not like kind of, because I think it's all like a mental state of mind. Like if you're just like, oh, that's not for me, or oh, I'm, you know, I'm too old, and like, what are you, you're like, that self-talk is just so ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It drives me nuts. That is my rotter of the week. My second one.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we're going to pause for a really quick, petty promotional moment. Our Patreon person of the week, sorry, that was a long time coming, is Celine. Ooh. Now, I'm going to say Celine's surname, but I actually don't know if I'm going to say it right. I think it's Deether. It's actually Count Doctor, or sorry, Doctor Count Evil's mother, who is one of our patrons now.
Celine, I have to say, I absolutely love. I know Celine makes a lot of costumes for Doctor Count Evil, who's actually amazing, really great performer, and the costumes are stunning. So, Celine, welcome to Petty Little Things. Welcome to the Patreon. Welcome to the main event. So, it's lovely to have you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there will be a bonus episode up over on our Patreon, which you can go and check out. If you're not supporting us on Patreon because clearly you hate us, then what the fuck are you doing with your life? But, Davina, that is the end of this week's episode. Are you feeling petty?
I'm always feeling petty, but I'm feeling quite enraged as well. But I feel a little bit calmer than I did at the start of this. Although I haven't been on Twitter for the last hour or so. God knows what they're waiting for me when I open that.
Well, thanks to everyone who has listened to today. You can follow us on Instagram at Petty Little Things Pod. But until next time, stay petty.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.